Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a dramatic increase to close out February, weekly jobless claims have fallen back.
22,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed in the week leading up to February 22nd. In the week after that, according to the Labor Department, filings declined by an almost identical 21,000. Tomorrow we get the employment report for all of February. It's expected to show that 170,000 jobs were created last month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. We know big cuts, thousands of them, will soon be coming to the IRS or the Department of Government Affairs. Also, job cuts expected at the Department of Education soon. ABC News learning that President Trump is about to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling the department. Rough weather causing damage across much of the country. Blizzards in Minnesota, tornado in Mississippi, trees into homes in New Jersey. No updates on Pope Francis, still in the hospital, treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. There's been another death at an embattled Wisconsin prison. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Another inmate has died at Waupun Correctional Institution. 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday. This is the seventh death at the prison in 2 years. Less than a year ago, former warden Randall Hepp was charged with misconduct and eight of his staff were charged with felony inmate abuse.
Governor Tony Evers has proposed reforms to the state's prison system, including Waupun, as part of a $500 million plan. The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5-8% of its nearly 950,000 employees. Tomorrow, the La Crosse Public Library will be closed for maintenance. According to a release, crews will be installing new water gate valves. The work is necessary, according to library officials, to make sure they are in line with city policy. In the meantime, people can still use the library's digital resources, such as ebooks, audiobooks, and streaming services, anytime at lacrosselibrary.org. After the one-day closure, the La Crosse Public Library will be open for regular hours starting on Saturday. Tonight, girls basketball regional champions West Salem, Aquinas, Blair Taylor, and Oliva Strum will play in sectional semifinals. Today is also the start of state hockey. Tomorrow, West Salem and Gail Etrick-Trempolo are at state gymnastics in Wisconsin Rapids, and Holman is at state team wrestling in Madison. Tomorrow night is also the regional semifinals in boys basketball. Holman, Onalaska, West Salem, La Crosse Central, Arcadia, Gail Etrick-Trempolo, Aquinas, Cochrane Fountain City, and Alma Center Lincoln are all hosting games. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor, I'm going to compete, that's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 40 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 10, so not windy today. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, 24. A little light snow or a few flurries late tonight into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, gradual clearing, 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Matt and Air on Air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Civic Media's own Todd Alba. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna joins me in the studio. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Again, I just want to apologize to those of you in the listening audience and to Dr. Omar for our technical difficulties. We've got those corrected. You know, I'm going to do another segment of It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I got a lot I want to talk about. You know, Donald Trump, President Trump, and Doge are proposing to cut 70,000 jobs at the VA. They've terminated 2,400 veterans. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, veterans have always been held in a, you know, a high place in this nation. And so, to me, we've never been able to do enough for any veteran, and I've said this for decades, any veteran who put his life on the line in the theater of war, his or her life on the line in the theater of war, should never have to worry anymore about having a roof over their heads. They should be guaranteed a home. You know, young men who at very young ages in their lives are turned inside out and upside down, supposedly sent off all over this world to fight, supposedly for democracy. And then when they come back home, many of them wind up sleeping under bridges and eating out of garbage cans. We've never done our due diligence for veterans, you know, and I know far too many of them whose lives have never been the same. I don't know about you, but I can tell you, at 18, 19, 20 years old, to be sent off in the theater of war, to put your life on the line and do the things that veterans do, and then to turn around and have a man who's a non-veteran like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Elon Musk do away with 2,400 veterans' jobs should make you angry. You know, I don't care what side of the equation you're on, Democrat or Republican or independent. You should be speaking out loud and clear and protesting and sending messages to Doge, Donald Trump, the Republicans, and Elon Musk. Keep your hands off the veterans. My God. What is happening with people? Why is this accepted? You know, and then there's this article I was reading, which is still mind-blowing to me. That, listen to these numbers, that somewhere around 75% of Americans, here it is, 76% of the 2,443 registered U.S. voters who were surveyed on this poll say they support Doge cutting these jobs. What is wrong with you? You know, maybe your father wasn't in the military. Maybe your uncle, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors who put it on the line for you to be able to do what you do. Okay, even if it's the vote, and you think it's okay that they can cut these veterans' jobs and cut them and cut the jobs at the VA because Donald Trump and Elon Musk thinks it's all right. What is wrong with the American people who believe in this foolishness? Whatever happened to you? Because many of you are the very same people who on Veterans Day, you run around, hey, you see a veteran, thank you for your service. And so is this how you thank a veteran for his service? By supporting what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing to veterans? What is wrong with you? You believe so much in a man like Donald Trump, who is clearly a man who has no concern, no compassion, no human qualities. Man, you would think the one area that would be hands off would be veterans. But I guess if children and the elderly aren't hands off, then who is safe? 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, but I don't need you to, you know, I got enough stuff to talk about. But I don't understand how this can be going on and the people aren't out in the streets. See, when Veterans Day rolls around, I don't want to see your flag. Don't put your flag up on your house and say, well, yeah, I support the veterans. No, you don't. If you aren't outraged about what they are doing right now, your flag means nothing. Or standing up. I was at the Buck game last night. Everybody standing up and pledging allegiance to the flag. And, you know, what does all that stuff mean? It means nothing. If you don't stand up for what the people who fought to make it mean something. Let's go to a wounded veteran and a good friend and a man who's fought for veterans his entire life, being a wounded veteran himself. Al, what are your thoughts about what is taking place?
Well, I've been complaining about it for years, but nobody's listening.
Hold on, Al. Al, here's a guy who texts and he says, I'm a veteran and I have no issues with this. No one is old or living. What do you say to that veteran who clearly has some issues?
Obviously, he doesn't understand what he's done and what this country has done to him. the point I was going to make before you cut me off was only one-third of all of the active veterans actually receive benefits from the VA. Part of that has to do with shortly after Vietnam, they stopped recruiting full-time soldiers and went to reserve. If a reservist does not complete 180 days of continuous service, he does not get qualified as a veteran. Therefore, he doesn't qualify for any benefits. They recruit people into the reserves, and they make sure they do not serve continuously 180 days, so they do not qualify for veterans' benefits, and they discharge them and then recall them, put them back in, and put them back through the process. The other part of this is the majority of the people who work for the VA are not veterans, especially those at the top of the Veterans Administration. And when I was working for the Center for Veterans Issues as a vice president, we researched the VA and found out it's one of the largest budgets of the United States government, and we never could find an audit of the VA. So there's millions and trillions of dollars going through the VA, but where are they going? They're not going to veterans. Most veterans get turned away at the VA hospital because they can change the rules. We have an agency called the Center for Veterans Issues in Milwaukee that was founded by six African-American men who fought in Vietnam, and they created that called the IVOCC, Interested Veterans of the Central City, a mental health service organization. That expanded to the National Association of Black Veterans, and we opened up 68 offices in almost every state in the United States. And that expanded to the Center for Veterans Issues, working for homeless veterans and veterans who had mental health issues, et cetera, to help them get benefits. The board of the CVI right now is all white, and the president of the board is not a veteran. Why is that?
So, Al, I can't answer that. You know,
I know you can, but I'm saying this is a board of people that was created by black veterans, and now that they have gotten some money to rebuild a building for homeless veterans, et cetera, the whole board is white, and the president of the board is not even a veteran. How is that?
So, Al, I know that that is something that we are going to cover, you know, in the coming days and weeks on this program. I would ask you, though, when they're talking about cutting all these people from the Veterans Affairs, even though many of them might not be veterans, part of why they're there is to address veterans' issues. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Okay, so
but you have to understand this, Earl. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But what you have to understand is it's about money. And now I'm going to say this, and I read the article. I didn't write it. It was written by a white man that Trump and Musk were going to kill 26 million people or more by cutting Social Security and Medicare. They knew this when they put this mess together, to the point where all of this is about money. It ain't about the human life or people.
Yeah, we got to take a break. 855-752-4842. It's your thing on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that one.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that one.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Anything you want to talk about, you know, we can have the conversation. But I clearly, you know, just what are the American people talking and thinking about? Over 70% of you agree with what Doge is doing? You clearly have some real issues, or you're not very well informed. Because the truth about what Doge is doing and the impact that is having on the $36 trillion debt is minimal at best. And if you don't understand that the reason they're even talking about it is because they're going to give a $4.5 trillion tax break to the wealthiest people amongst us, you're so ill-informed. And the fact that they want to cut veterans, the people who fought, bled, and died to make it possible for all of us who do what we do in this country is an absolute insult. Let's go to Cassandra. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I am a veteran, and I was also married to a military officer on active duty. And all I have to say is I served during a time when both parties were in office, and neither parties have honored our veterans. And I think part of the problem, and Al stated some very good facts, but something that he didn't mention is this, that the people who are serving in the military are oftentimes second and third generation family members. Your typical American does not have a family member who served. So they really don't have any obligation or to the military. It isn't that they don't care, but it, but the military and their concerns, it's just not hitting their home. And I disagree with the cuts. I believe veterans should be a protected status. But both parties did not secure it.
Hey, Cassandra, this is not a both party issue, because the Democrats, when Joe Biden was the president, did not go after veterans. This is Republicans. This is Donald Trump. This is Elon Musk. This is his thing. This has nothing to do with Democrats, Cassandra.
Okay, Earl, do you recall Al's point that the Veteran Administration, under both parties, passed laws that would prohibit veterans from accessing the full benefits?
Hey, Cassandra, so, I heard everything Al said, okay? And I understand, and yeah. I knew when that took place. But, Cassandra, you can't say that's equivalent to Donald Trump and Elon Musk and what they are doing right now to impact and affect the veterans who are covered. It's not the same, Cassandra. Go ahead.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Oh, so you think it is the same?
I do. If you look at the history of the services at the VA, it's horrendous. Both parties have blood on their hands. They have not lived up to the promise.
Hey, Cassandra, I do know this. I do know that under Joe Biden and Barack Obama, there was more money and they addressed the veterans, the VA, more so than Donald Trump. Or the first time with Donald Trump and this time with Donald Trump. No comparison. I know veterans. Al is one of my best friends. We talk all the time, Cassandra. He's a wounded veteran. I know I've got a brother who went to Vietnam at the age of 18 and walked point in the jungle and came home with a dishonorable discharge and got no benefits. I'm aware of all of that, Cassandra. You can't say that it's the same for Democrats and Republicans. And what Donald Trump and Elon Musk is doing right now, you can't say that's the same, Cassandra. They're looking to hurt veterans.
I disagree. Both parties, their hands are guilty in this matter. I am not letting the Democratic Party off the hook.
Okay, so if you're not letting the Democratic Party off the hook, then what's your rationale for accepting what Donald Trump and Elon Musk is doing, cutting 70,000 jobs from Veterans Affairs, and already they've cut 2,400 veterans?
Earl, I am not accepting what they have done. I am just as vocal about objecting to these cuts. Our veterans should be a protected class status, especially when they obtain federal jobs. I object to the DOGE's activities.
I know, but you threw the caveat in that Democrats do the same thing. And that's what I'm pushing back on. Go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to be fair and balanced. We cannot just say that this is all a Republican Party. The Democrats, their hands are dirty as well.
Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. But this right here, this is all Republicans. 855-752-4842. We'll get back to you guys. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. In an effort to attract a second airline to La Crosse Regional Airport, city officials will consider a resolution tonight to commit $250,000 to the airport's minimum revenue guarantee fund. Last month, the La Crosse County Board approved the same amount. Three airlines have shown interest in La Crosse: Delta, Sun Country, and Allegiant. Delta left the airport in the summer of 2023 due to a lack of workers. Right now, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse. The revenue guarantee fund is expected to be about $1.5 million. The School District of Onalaska will interview three finalists for superintendent today. Ben Barton, the superintendent for Princeton in Minnesota since 2018, and a former administrator at La Crescent and Caledonia. Dr. Rainey Briggs, the superintendent at Baraboo and Viterbo graduate who previously worked at multiple schools in Dane County. And Lalisha Olson, principal at Northern Hills Elementary in Onalaska, who is a UW La Crosse and Winona State graduate who also worked at the Holman School District. There is a public forum this evening. Wisconsin's two biggest trade partners are now subject to President Donald Trump's tariffs. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs.
If Congress thought through this for 2 minutes, they'd understand how bad tariffs are.
The Democratic governor summed up his feelings on the situation in Washington.
It sucks. It's bad. It's no good. I'm irritated, and all of you should be irritated too, and I think you are.
Trump has imposed tariffs of 25% on both Canada and Mexico. It'll be a nice stretch weather-wise for several days with sunny skies and light winds through the weekend. Highs the rest of the week will be around 40 degrees with overnight lows in the 20s. This weekend, highs rise to around 50 with temperatures climbing to the 60s early next week. The next shot at precipitation isn't expected to happen until later next week for the Coulee region. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F-word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance. The world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 40 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 10, so not windy today. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, 24. A little light snow or a few flurries late tonight into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, gradual clearing, 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on The Serious Side. We'll talk about the 80,000 cuts proposed to the Department of Veterans Affairs and on what's worse, the Olio edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey!
you running through my head. Means you're a part of me. Yeah, I'm satisfied to know that you're a part of me. What I want to say.
All right, welcome back to It's Your Thing on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Whatever, you know, tickles your fancy, we'll take it. Let's go to Cindy. Good morning to you, Cindy from Appleton. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I have a couple of things. First of all, Cassandra, this is what you voted for. Anyway, I went up to Green Bay last night. Adam Kinziger, former congressman, was there and had a talk last night, and he has disowned the Republican Party, says he's no longer a Republican. If he would run for office again, he will run most likely as a Democrat. He has seen the light. And he last night expressed that this is the most corrupt and will be the most corrupt administration most likely in the history of our country. So at least some of the Republicans get it.
You know, you know, Cindy, there's no question, you know, when you look at what they're doing, and again, people who still support that, I don't understand that. For the life of me, you see it, you know it's wrong, you know it's rotten, you know it's going to damage this nation, the people of this nation, you know the problems it's going to cause globally. And yet people are still supporting that. I don't get it. Cindy, thank you very much for the phone call. Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what, my friend?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, as always. Sitting here watching the American sheeple.
Yes.
Turning into sacrificial lambs right in front of our eyes. This is going in real time. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous for me, anyway, to look back and look at a time when in my lifetime our veterans were ever respected. They're tools. They've been used as tools. We know that. We know that through the Pentagon Papers. You know, they denied Agent Orange care until almost all of them died.
Right.
They accepted it. They same thing with PTSD, same thing with Gulf War syndrome. And then we went into the W. Bush illegal wars, where literally hundreds of thousands of civilians, there were more civilians killed than there were military personnel. But that's okay for this mamby-pamby people, general public that again, are sheeple turning into sacrificial lambs. You know, we're supposed to be about liberty and justice. We're supposed to be about real freedoms and living our lives the way we choose, keeping, radical religion out of the mix. And yet here, this new president who received 49% of the vote is talking about a mandate, that this is what the American people mandate. It's about time to finish my point. It's about time that we, the people, put our big boy pants on and big girl dresses on and recognize that both of these parties have a lot to be accountable for. And without us recognizing that this is our, like Tom says from LA, we are the government, but we have chosen to neglect our responsibilities of ownership. We've passed along to, and we've sold out our elections. We've monetized our elections. Everything's about money, money, money. Well, guess what? It's coming back hard to bite us. And I'm so disappointed. I never thought, Earl, that we the people could be this stupid to follow a charlatan right off a cliff. it's almost unexplainable, unimaginable, and quite frankly, we the people are responsible for it because we have not been paying attention.
Hey, Mike, well said as always, man. It doesn't surprise me that people are willing to follow Donald Trump, you know, to hell. You know, Donald Trump represents a segment of our society that is about nothing more than greed, is about nothing more than, you know, me, myself, and I, and that's who Donald Trump is. And so that's kind of who they are as well. And so, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, it's funny. Where have we heard the phrase fair and balanced before? I'd really like to thank you for calling out the both sidesism we all just heard. If I was a betting man, I'd say that caller's another GO plant, because what else would inspire him to call and make such nonsensical and at this point in time in our history, irrelevant arguments? But back to what's actually going on here, what you've been talking about in veterans. And to make things, what they're doing even worse, Earl, this is literally a case, and your previous caller just mentioned it, lambs being led to slaughter.
Yes.
Because almost every veteran upon leaving the military looks around and realizes that what they just spent their last 4 or 6 years, whatever, learning will do nothing for them when they get into civilian life. You know, you can't fire weapons in civilian life very much. So I experienced the same thing upon my discharge from the military. I couldn't do anything with what I'd learned for, you know, those years. So for this exact reason, the federal government created a program to recruit government veterans for government
jobs. Yes.
And to help recruit those veterans, the government awards bonus points for the military service, you know, for military service on your government service entry exam. And it provides incentive to keep working for the government, which is not a glamorous job, as well as a little leg up on getting the job for the postal service, for all those government jobs. You get
which you've earned.
Exactly. And so to think that the same government is now kicking them out just, you know, indiscriminately almost. So I don't think it's truly indiscriminately, but we it looks like, you know, across the board, but I don't believe it really is. But it's an abdication of our nation's responsibility to take care of those who laid their lives on the line, as you said before, for all of us who didn't serve. You know, they're doing this for all of you, all the people that don't serve. They lay their lives on the line for you. And now we're all watching them get thrown to the curb. And I'll say really quickly, Earl, to this point, there will be a gathering in favor, support of veterans tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Milwaukee VA, Friday the 7th at 4 o'clock. I encourage your listeners to attend and spread the word. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Milwaukee VA, there will be a gathering in support of Milwaukee veterans.
Hey, Eric.
Because they also are losing their jobs.
Hey Eric, I will be there, and I will say this again. You're a veteran. So you hear people, hey, thank you for your service. That's hollow, man. Anybody can say thank you for your service. If you really meant it, when things are happening that are certainly in opposition to those who served, especially in the theater of war, who put their lives on the line, and you don't open your mouth, then stop telling veterans thank you for your service. You know, when the veterans need you, stand up. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Hey, Earl. I am also a veteran. And Cassandra, she is blowing a lot of hot air. She still stands behind Trump. Biden, Obama never did this to veterans. This is happening under Trump's watch. And I want to tell you, when I was in the service, I had a lot of black friends. And one of my black friends said to me, the next war will be a race war. This was back in 1989. And I thought, what is he talking about? Well, now I'm starting to figure it out, putting the pieces together. Because I don't know if you're aware of it, but I guarantee you there's more black people that serve in the military than white people. And they're trying to get rid of these black people is what they're trying to do. This is a race war. And I'm gonna call this one out. I really believe Trump will get us in a war. And if people don't wake up in this country, they stand behind Trump,
when he was speaking, it was like a rally he was having with all these rich white people cheering him on. It's just pathetic if these people don't wake up. Sure, they're going to take things away, and who's it going to hurt? The less fortunate. So these people that call in that are white and they claim that Trump is their savior, you know what? They're going to go down to a millionaire or a billionaire.
Ann, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Jack from Merrimack, good morning to you, Jack. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Well, I'm wondering, we got so many people that praise Trump and that think that immigrants are just so terrible. They just, they're coming over.
They're all criminals. They're all criminals.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just curious how they then can decide that it's perfectly okay for a man who is a citizen, a legal citizen of three different countries, to essentially tear our government apart, decide who gets money, who doesn't get money, decide whom to fire and whom to keep. By the way, this guy's name is Elon Musk, and he's a citizen of Canada. He's a citizen of South Africa. Oh, yes, and just incidentally, a citizen of the United States. The question is, of course, he's undoubtedly, in being a citizen of those countries, has pledged allegiance to all of them. Which one is he really working for? Or is there maybe a fourth one that he's working for?
Well, Jack. He's also a man who's fathered 14 children. So where is his character, Jack? Why are you following a man and that you've given this kind of authority? Wouldn't you think character should matter, Jack? Oh, it can't matter. Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Yeah, well, there is that, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's another little thing too in our Constitution that it says some little thing about securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our children, and it also says something about promoting the common good, and this administration certainly is not doing that.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. But a man walking around, I don't care if he is wealthy, with 14 children, for heaven's sakes, he's a predator. 14 children, and they're not from the same woman. And he continues, why aren't we hearing more about that? You know, you think it's okay for him. If it was somebody else, you'd be outraged. The double standards that take place in this country, especially when you talk about on the Republican side of things. And let me be clear. I'm not a member of the Democratic Party. I've never been. I'm not a registered member of the Democratic Party. So for those of you who are members of the Conservative Party and who point to me, well, you know, it's just as bad. No, I can see it from the perspective of a free man who doesn't belong to either party. But right is right, wrong is wrong, and I'm supporting right. 855-752-4842. I don't care where it stands, I'm supporting right. You're tuned into It's Your Thing on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show today. It's your thing, you know, and so let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I say that you never have to go far to look at examples of Republican hypocrisy, conservative Republican hypocrisy. And one of the most glaring, which not many people are talking about, is this issue of executive action, executive orders. Go back to when Barack Obama was president. He was doing everything he can to pass meaningful legislation, but yet Mitch McConnell and Republicans blocked everything he did. And he had a resort, as a last resort, to executive action, executive orders. They were all over that. Fox News, Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, oh, this is unlawful. The guy's not it's not meaningful legislation. You know, it's unconstitutional. You know, he can't be a good president unless he can get things passed through Congress. But yet everything Trump touted in his recent speech was all executive order, executive action, what, more than 100 of them in the first day or two? And they think it's the greatest thing, even to the point that if the courts even question it, they're going to go after the courts. So I just can't believe that, you know, Barack Obama does an executive order, bad. Trump does it. It's the greatest thing, you know, since sliced bread. And to me, that's just a glaring example of hypocrisy.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for the call, man. I can't agree with you more. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning. A couple of quick things. One, it's messaging. It's Democratic messaging. Your news break saying that, you know, the Democrats are doing this. Susan Crawford's commercials, I hear them on this station. I really don't hear them far anywhere else. I also, every time I log in and listen to YouTube, every first commercial is always about the rapist who he only gave a 4-year sentence to, but has no other context. Where is her commercial that says that Schimmel sat on 6,000 rapists and let them roam free because he was too lazy to order that to be caught up on, all those rape kits. As far as Cassandra, obviously Cassandra hasn't heard what Haba had to say about firing the veteran. The way she was making it out is that veterans just go in, they sit around in a break room and smoke cigarettes, and they're not equipped to work yet, is what is her words, that they're not, you know, ready to work yet. And where is the outrage of that? So those are really the two.
Well, you know, Tom, I just want to say this because you made me think about something that I really wanted to talk about today, and really, I didn't get to. And that's, I was looking at, the race between the Supreme Court for the Supreme Court seat. And right now, forgot the guy's name, Brad Schimel. Brad Schimel is really, the numbers that he's receiving far outstripe the ones for Miss
Susan Crawford.
And so I apologize for that. And so all I could do was get frustrated because the people haven't learned their lesson yet in this state. They voted for Donald Trump and look what they got. They voted for Republicans and look what they got. And they haven't learned a doggone thing, man, because they're now voting, looks like they're supporting, this other guy, Schimel. And it's the same thing. These horrible, well, let's scare people. Hey, why don't you do your own thinking, people? Just because they put those things up, well, she allowed some guy who molested 4-year-old kids, and that's why you make your determinations based on that garbage? It works. The Republicans know it works, so they keep feeding you that. And you keep falling for it. Your standard should be higher than what somebody put on a commercial, on a lying commercial, before you make the decision and the determination on who you're going to put in positions that are going to impact and affect your lives. You do that predicated or based on somebody who creates this commercial that is full of garbage and lies, it's always worked, right? It worked when Mandela Barnes was running against Ron Johnson for state senate. It always works. It worked against Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And every time they trot that trash out, you fall for it. And you're doing it again. You had the Republicans in charge of the Supreme Court forever in this state. And look at what it did to you. And now that there's an attempt to bring some balance back, you fall for the same trick. I don't understand it. I wish I had more time. I'm sorry we can't get to the rest of you. But I really thank you for, taking time out to listen to the show. We'll be back on tomorrow with my co-host Sandy Williams. We're going to cover a lot of different topics. Up next, Jane Matinette, Greg Bott. Thank you, Cardi. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, as usual, we will wrap up the week's big stories from a Courier newsroom perspective and a panel that includes veteran journalists and a former U.S. attorney.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Results expected soon on a vote happening now on the House to censure Al Green, the Texas congressman who shook his cane at President Trump during Tuesday's congressional address, leading to this exchange.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
The Trump administration moving ahead with plans to eliminate the Department of Education. The president expected to issue an executive order soon, directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling it. Tens of thousands more federal jobs will soon be gone, including 70,000 at the Department of Veterans Affairs and as many as half of all the people currently employed by the IRS. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau weighing in, saying he expects Canada and the U.S. to be in a trade war for the foreseeable future. This is ABC News.